Greg, when it comes to this impending Facebook IPO, it seems to have a lot of people hoping that they can recapture that IPO magic of the 80s and 90s. You know, maybe you missed out when Microsoft first went public, but this could be a second chance for some people.
It does seem that to many people. This is a kind of stock offering where you actually hear people on the street who don't even have an account or have a very small account, and they want to be a part of it.
Well, I don't know. IPOs, the magic is kind of left for me. We've seen some companies go public and a lot of excitement, and then they kind of tank for at least a few months afterwards. Some never recover. Others go higher. So it's like any other stock, IPO or not, it's always kind of a gamble.
I think the conundrum is that most of us who would be interested in that stock can't get it at whatever price Facebook comes out at. If it comes out at $40, all of the inside investors will already have the stock and may be selling into that. But more importantly, all of the big institutions, the banks and insurance companies and mutual funds, pension funds, those people are the people who will get the stock at whatever the initial price is. And many of those interests will be selling them immediately to this incredible public thirst for those shares. So the stock has a very good chance to skyrocket, and you or I might be so excited we'd buy it at double the price or 2.5 times the price or whatever it comes up at. But then we got to face a little bit of a setback.
I mean, you know, there's no real one-size-fits-all rule, but it's just don't get swept up in the excitement of that first day, I think. You know, you might want to wait and see if the price drops back down, especially if it shoots way up on the first day.
I think Microsoft's a good example. It came out at $21. Its high that day was around $29, but it settled around $27.5. 6 months later, you could have bought it for the same price and not lost a penny. And since it went public, It's made people 25% a year. So you don't always have to have it in the first 15 minutes of trading.
Yeah, well, it's you bring up Microsoft. I remember young and foolish person that I was at the time, I remember seeing the stock go up initially, and I thought, well, I missed out on my opportunity. If only I'd known.
I laughed at people buying it at 27 and 28 because it was so expensive.
But again, just because it worked for Microsoft, we don't know if it's going to work for Facebook. And Facebook is, you know, it's different. It's not a Microsoft. I mean, really, it's a website. It's social media, and people can be fickle. MySpace used to be the big social media site, and then everybody left and went to Facebook. So Facebook has to worry about if something other new, cool, flashy website comes along, it could face the same fate.
You know, that's always a concern. When Amazon came public, people said, oh, this is an easy business to get into. It's gonna get hurt by all the coming competition. Well, it'd be nice to own those original Amazon shares, too.
I think the only thing we can count on with IPOs is hindsight is 2020.
That's perfect. Let's invest that way.
Thanks, Greg. Greg Heberlin is KPLU's financial commentator. You can download our Money Matters conversations at kplu.org. I'm Dave Meyer.